Simon & Schuster Audio presents Salem's Lot by Stephen King. Read by Ron McClarty. With an introduction by Stephen King.
No one writes a long novel alone, and I would like to take a moment of your time to thank some of the people who helped with this one. G. Everett McCutcheon of Hamden Academy for his practical suggestions and encouragement. Dr. John Pearson of Old Town, Maine, medical examiner of Penobscot County and member in good standing of that most excellent medical specialty, general practice. Father Renald Halley of St. John's Catholic Church in Bangor, Maine, and of course my wife, whose criticism is as tough and unflinching as ever. Although the towns surrounding Salem's Lot are very real, Salem's Lot exists wholly in the author's imagination, and any resemblance between the people who live there and the people who live in the real world is coincidental and unintended. I first read Dracula when I was 9 or 10. Around 1957, this would have been. I can't remember why I wanted to read it, something some kid at school had said, or perhaps some vampire movie on John Zacherly's Shock Theater. But I did, and my mother brought it home from the Stratford Public Library and passed it over without comment. My brother David and I were both precocious readers, and our mother encouraged us greatly by forbidding us only a little. Quite often she would...